Section 2. You'll hear a tourism program, Manor House Town Theatre. First, you have some time to look at questions 11 to 13. Now listen carefully and answer the questions 11 to 13.
And here on Radio Manor House today, we have Sandy Smith, the Marketing Relations Officer of our own Manor House Town Theatre. Hello, Sandy.
Good to see you.
Now, the theatre is reopening soon after its 2.5-year development programme, isn't it?
That's right. And there has been a lot of remodelling and renovation work. Firstly, audiences will see when they come into the hall that it has been repainted in pure silver and bronze. Also, the ticket office has been redesigned with a new decorated entrance from the both sides of the theatre. This means it can be a more relaxed and comfortable space. The shop, close to the ticket office, will sell tour guidebooks, CDs and souvenirs. It should be finished by next week. The plan for redevelopment is to show audiences a new image and promote the theatre. Most of all, we hope to welcome potential new audiences and develop new actors and actresses to improve local theatre.
How is the auditorium different?
Well, it's completely different. Basically, we've extended the space between the aisles. It means that the number of seats is less than before, but we bet audiences will be much more satisfied with the theatre being in this condition. Also, we've set up an air conditioner and filtering system, so auditions won't feel hot and stuffy. We've prepared some extra space for disabled customers that is twice as wide as before. We hope this helps them to enjoy the theatre in more comfort. And finally, we've installed some new elevators because the old ones we used were very narrow and often broke down. Now they've been changed and work much better.
Has anything changed in the dressing rooms?
Of course, we've remodelled backstage. The old dressing rooms were narrow, dark and damp. But now they've been transformed into wide, bright spaces. We've also added practical drawers and hangers so that performers can change their clothes and makeup easily. Also, the backstage's electronic sound and lighting facilities have been upgraded.
Before you hear the rest of the programme, you have some time to look at the questions 14 to 20. Now, listen and answer questions 14 to 20.
All right, so, could you tell me some details about the next performance?
We've got a play we're very proud of, The Old Man and the Sea, which was written by Ernest Hemingway in 1951. It starts on the 15th of August and runs until the 25th. We used to begin all our performances at 7 p.m, but as it was hard for audiences to go home by public transport, we changed the start time to 6:30 p.m. The play is due to finish at 9 p.m. Surprisingly, tickets are selling like hotcakes. The Saturday and Sunday performances have sold out already. Actually, now we have only tickets for Wednesday and Friday, but those will be sold out soon.
How much does it cost?
We've introduced a simpler price structure. Ticket prices used to range from £6 to £30, but now they're all £18. Also, they're available from the box office in person, by phone, fax, post, or online. It's not expensive.
Great. Sandy, now if you'd like to tell us the telephone number for the theatre.
That is the end of section two. You now have half a minute to check the answers. Now turn to section three.